This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242. Or visit us at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us with questions or set up a face-to-face or a virtual meeting. So during a particularly challenging day at work, do you ever toss your reading glasses onto your desk and lean back in your chair and dream about retirement? If the answer is yes, you're probably not alone. But like many others, you probably snap back to reality when you recall that your retirement is still a few years down the road. But what about early retirement? One common way to potentially retire early is by utilizing the FIRE method, which stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. At its most basic, FIRE is intended to help you save enough money to retire before you're 65. FIRE has been highlighted often in articles and news stories very recently, so I thought it would be an excellent topic for us today. But first, let me introduce you to our outstanding co-host, Tony Shore, who I hope won't get any ideas about retiring early given today's topic.
Well, we were just talking about that before the show, and here we are talking about retiring early, and I plan on working as long as my voice holds out, because to me, this isn't work. I'm going to be doing this show, Chris, with you and Tara, as long as you're willing and able, and as long as my voice holds out. I want to be doing this when we're in our 70s, just doing a radio show for the folks and sharing the knowledge, because this is fun. This isn't work. Talking about important financial topics, it's helping people, and you and I usually have managed to have fun despite ourselves on the show, right? Despite the talking about taxes, things like that. But hey, today we've got a fun topic. You picked a fun one for us.
This is going to be fun, because guess what? Everybody that I have that's under 40, what do they want to talk about? How can I retire early?
Right.
And so this is, I kind of think this is for the 50 and under crowd.
I don't know. There's a lot of people between 50 and 60 who are thinking about retiring early too.
This is true. But some of the strategies you have to have gotten started.
Yeah. So, yeah, sure. It depends on where you're at.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you can't. It just means you got to figure it out. Yeah. And guess how you figure it out? You come talk to Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a financial advisor to come up. You can't retire early on your own without doing proper planning, because there are a lot of pitfalls you need to avoid if you want to do that. We're going to talk about some of those reasons not to retire early, reasons to retire early, and how it might be done. And I know people call it that FIRE method. And you said FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. I always thought it stood for Food Is Really Excellent. That's what I thought FIRE stood for. To me, that's FIRE, but whatever, to each their own. I just call retiring early, retiring early.
If I wasn't trying to lose 20 pounds before summer, I would be with you.
I'm actually doing the same. I'm trying to lose at least 40 pounds this year.
40 pounds? That's a hefty goal.
I'm already 10 in, so I've already lost 10. So.
Oh, that's great progress.
Well, I stopped drinking. No beer or alcohol. That really helps.
So what I've done is I only drink at social occasions or on a Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's no good. I mean, I used to have a beer or two at night watching TV. You know what I mean? Every night. Oh, yeah. And that's just, you can't do that.
180 empty calories. Boom.
Boom. Yeah, that's not good. So now we're talking about health and ways to lose weight on the Nolan Financial Radio Show. But really, we're talking about FIRE. And that's, I've heard that term before, but yeah, in a kind of sort of way. So I'm eager to hear what you have for us on that.
So first and foremost, it's important to recognize that FIRE movement is about far more than a few calculations written out on an old envelope. FIRE has basically two key components. Component one is gaining financial independence, and the second component is retiring early, hence FIRE. So to that end, FIRE requires you to save and invest aggressively. That's a very aggressively during your career so that you create a nest egg and passive income that allow you to leave work once for all at an early age that many of your peers and colleagues will not be able to do. So it depends on your current financial circumstances as well as your goals. It's not uncommon for those who embrace FIRE to want to retire in their 40s or 50s.
So the FIRE movement then is all about retiring early and as comfortably as possible, of course. And that sounds great in theory, Chris. But how does it actually work? Can it actually work?
Yes, Tony. It begins by assessing how much you spend annually. From there, your total expenses can be multiplied by 25. As the article explains, when that money is invested mainly in equities, it may be enough to allow you to live off proceeds for as much as 3 decades when you withdraw 4% of your total investments. So that's how much money you've got to save, right? So that's how you calculate that. So the example is here. So listen to this carefully. So if you spend $50,000 each year on expenses, you may want to set saving $1.25 million as your goal, as that figure is 25 times 50,000. And once you've met that goal, you could potentially retire and begin withdrawing 4% of your $1.25 million each year, which is $50,000 a year.
Sure. And it depends on how much money you need to live on each year, et cetera, et cetera. So, and what kind of income you're going to have and where you're going to get it. I think that sounds intriguing, but it also sounds, Chris, like something you don't want to embrace without the help of someone like yourself, as we mentioned earlier, especially if investing is going to be part of this, right?
Yeah, it's really challenging to save the money. And then once you save the money, then you've got to keep from losing it. As we saw from the market last year, people lost about 20% of their nest egg if they had it out in the equity market. And so, well, what happens if you're at 1.25, you're about to retire, and then you hit a 20% down year. So it's a lot more than just putting it into a growth fund and letting it grow.
Yeah. I would agree. I think that's a good point.
Yeah. So we don't have enough time here to address all those potential risks. So if investing is part of your financial strategy, I highly recommend you work closely with a financial services professional. But when it comes to the FIRE method, you have options other than just investing in equities. You could potentially purchase real estate or develop a side business that ultimately creates enough passive income that you can eventually use it to cover your monthly expenses. So your approach will mainly come down to your preferred retirement lifestyle. The article explains that there's fat FIRE, which is having enough to live in style, and barista FIRE, which is saving enough to quit your corporate job, but still needing a less stressful job like working in a coffee shop. Now, that article can be found on U.S. News and World Report. It's called A Guide to FIRE Movement. Okay, so if you want to go check that out and read it yourself. Yeah. Now, there's also something that called SLOFI, which is working towards financial independence at your own pace, and COSFIRE, which is the goal of having enough money in your retirement accounts that you don't have to make further contributions because the amount you may grow in subsequent years and may then support your preferred retirement lifestyle.
Yeah, I like that SLOFI idea, but I need enough money in my account, as you said, to get that kind of growth. And that's why I want you and Tara to probably just cut me a check, help me out there, get me started.
But seriously, you know, we fly on points and we stay in hotels on points, so we don't have any money.
you guys are wise and thrifty. I like it. But I'm sure FIRE has plenty of potential benefits and risks that you're going to be telling telling us about. Why don't you, let's start with the benefits of fire.
Yeah. So a significant potential benefit of fire is that it can educate you about your money and finances in general, as you focus your time and attention on budgeting and working with your financial service professional to closely monitor investments. So anything you focus on is going to get better attention, and it's going to work better because your focus is important. Beyond that, fire may provide you with an opportunity to leave a career you no longer find fulfilling or rewarding. In some ways, fire is about taking more control of your financial future. So time itself may also be one of fire's possible benefits. If you've long wanted to restart your own business, building financial security through the fire philosophy may provide you with an opportunity to finally take that entrepreneurial plunge. Excuse my language. Be self-employed, right? If you have your own business, then you control your own finances. How much you work is how much you make, kind of thing. And it's not just dollars for time. You're not a paid hourly worker at that point, right? So an open and frank conversation with your financial service professional may reveal additional potential benefits as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like that. So let's touch on the potential risks of fire. But first, give our listeners your number so they can get a hold of you and Tara, so they can get a plan in place and figure out when they will be able to retire and maybe even retire early.
Yeah, Tony, that number is 719-210-4242. Give us a call. We're setting up complimentary consultations this week and April. So give us a call so that we can set that appointment up. Don't hesitate to go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com, and check us out. You can contact us through there as well.
All right. Now, you've been sharing some of fire's potential benefits. So let's start things off here by breaking down some of the potential risks of retiring early or the fire system.
Yeah, fire has several potential risks that you should be fully aware of. The first one is that if you retire early, you may be on the hook for the entire health care bill. So remember, in most cases, you aren't eligible for Medicare until you turn 65. So if you were to retire at, say, 50, what would having to pay healthcare out of your own pocket for as long as 15 years do you to your financial strategy and nest egg?
Yikes.
Additionally, as we noted in the first segment, finding success with the FIRE philosophy is largely predicated on successful investments. But if your investments don't perform as expected, what do you do then?
Yeah.
So another thing, finally, all the financial parts of your own FIRE strategy work, there may be another more subtle downside to retiring early. If your spouse continues to work and your close friends are still working, how will you fill your days? How, for many, work is a significant social outlet.
Yeah.
I have this problem with a lot of my retirees, that if they don't retire early, they retire from a job and they've lost their friend base. They've lost their motivation for getting out of bed every day. So we always talk to our clients about what are you going to do? What does retirement look like for you? It's one of the first conversations, because when we talk to our clients and they start thinking about it, they can start coming up with some really neat things. Some people want to make cookies. Some people want to have a low key handyman service, right?
Sure.
Things like that,
yep.
that keep them engaged with life, but don't create a lot of stress in their life.
Yeah. And, you know, study after study after study, and we've talked about some of these on the previous shows, show that if you stay socially active and have a purpose and get up every morning and have a purpose like you did when you were working, you yes. live longer and you stay healthier. It's just study after study shows if you retire and want to just sit on the couch all day or don't socially interact or have a good purpose each day, studies show you will have more health problems and die much earlier. So you want to be able to enjoy retirement, but you also need to stay active and have a purpose. So you got to find ways to walk that line. I know you talk to your clients about it. And it's huge. I mean, that's just, you can't say it's enough huge. About that. And if you retire early, that's true. That's something that's even more time that you have to fill. And it's funny because, you know, I always think I'm not a golfer, but golfers always say, people who are really into it, I'm going to retire and play golf every day. Right. And I'm the type of person who think I love reading books. I'm going to sit on the porch and read books, or I love, you know, I'm going to go down and hang out in Key West and just hang out in the sun. Reading books or sitting on the couch watching TV or playing golf every day. I know you've seen it with some people you've worked with. You hit a wall. I mean, it might last, you might last 6 months or a year, but you're not going to make it past that. You're going to burn out. You can't, that's not a purpose, right? I mean, you can have a goal and read 5 books a week, but after, you got to have other things to do and more of a purpose than that, and more than golf. Right. I hate to say it for our golfers out there, but golf is awesome. And you can do a lot of it in retirement and enjoy yourself. And it is an activity. So I encourage you to do it. But it can't, if your goal is I'm going to golf every day, or I'm going to golf 5 times a week or something crazy, that's fine. But that will not sustain you, and you will burn out.
Right. And so for our retirees that retire in their mid to late 60s, they've been going to an office since they were 22 years old, and they've been working. And so that change of routine is so hard, even if there is something that they have like golf. And so they've got to prepare themselves for it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I talked to a lot of them about, well, maybe you do a soft retire and you go part time.
With
where you're working. So the other part is, when you're about to retire, that's usually the most money you're ever going to make, right? Because you're at the pinnacle of your career. And so it's hard to take that money off the plate. And so a soft retirement can help with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And so the fire might be supplemented by a soft retirement early.
Situation. Right. And you've kind of been alluding to that all along, like having a purpose in retirement, you know, maybe be work at a coffee shop or have a side hustle or, you know, make and sell baked goods. So you can have a little bit of an income and be retired then too. So I think
my uncle was retired as a brigadier general from the Air National Guard. And then he went to work at Radio Shack in our small hometown
in
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I'd go visit him occasionally, and he'd be in there marking the products with the prices and doing all that and taking care of things. He enjoyed it. He enjoyed interacting with clients. And
yeah, I would actually, if there were still Radio Shacks, I wouldn't mind working at a Radio Shack. That's the one. I don't like retail, but I'll tell you what, it just brings back so many memories. I used to love going in Radio Shack and building stuff and getting the parts and doing it myself. And I love electronics. So you brought up, you got me on a sidetrack here, because I wish there were still Radio Shacks. I loved them. And when they stopped, when the local Radio Shack left, I was like, I was not a happy camper. I loved Radio Shack.
Well, no. And now you have to get all those things online. There's really not a store that replaced what they do.
Oh, no. You can't go to a retail store in your hometown and find any of that stuff.
No.
I mean, you can find batteries and maybe speaker cable somewhere, but even that, less and less. I mean, you know.
Less and less. Yeah, Best Buy has a few things, but.
Yeah, but not much.
Anymore, if you're wanting something specific and quality, you're going to order it.
Yep.
Online.
Yep. Exactly. I used to love Radio Shack. I had one in my hometown. Then when my wife and I first moved here 25 years ago, there was a Radio Shack here for a number of years. And we used to love going there, but now there are none. Well, and it seems, but talking back about retiring early and the fire method, when it comes to that, everything you've said today, again, really drives home the fact that you need to have some open and honest conversations with a financial advisor like Tara and yourself, right?
Yes, I completely agree, Tony. Clearly, the FIRE philosophy isn't one that's going to work for everyone. For many, it will require some level of frugality that will also require a strategy for occupying your newfound time. So working through some of those issues, with a financial services professional could prove very beneficial because we see it. That's what a profession is. It's what we do. So next, I have another article about FIRE movement that I'm eager to share with our listeners. It's the U.S. News and World Report article called Seven Lessons from Those Who Retired by FIRE. And so we've kind of already hit on some of the things in here, but we're going to go into a little more depth with this article. So lesson number one is get ready to spend less. Again, the FIRE philosophy requires a significant commitment to saving money. In some cases, socking away as much as 50% of your salary. Ultimately, retiring early may require living well below your means before you're retired. Will you be okay with watching your friends and coworkers drive new cars, take better vacations, and splurge more during the holidays?
For me, Chris, speaking personally, certain aspects of retiring early sound great. But yeah. Again, for me personally, and everybody's situation is different, I love my job. I'm one of the lucky ones that, hey, I get to talk for a living. And you know, I love nothing more than the sound of my own voice, Chris. That's right. what people
That's what keeps you going every day.
Yeah, people tell me that. Give me a hard time. Mitch,
that's why I wake up every morning, is to hear myself talk.
Yeah, right. But seriously, I do love what I do. So I want to keep doing this as long as possible. So it's no big deal. But I think the biggest roadblock, I don't think we want to bury the lead here. I think maybe one of the biggest hurdles, obviously saving enough money, but the cost of healthcare. People don't understand that gap. If you have an employer sponsored healthcare plan.
Oh, right.
And especially if you have a family or a spouse, if you have a an employer sponsored healthcare plan, they're covering a large portion of that being supplemented, and you're able to be part of a big group policy to lower it. And you might think it's not low. I pay a lot of money through my work, but your work is paying hundreds of dollars a month minimum to supplement you. You can't be eligible for Medicare until 65. So if I wanted to retire at 55, I've got 10 years, and COBRA is not cheap. Now, fortunately, there is the Affordable Care Act, but you have to qualify to get the supplements there and get the lowered insurance. So, you know, it's kind of
but if you don't have a job, you might be able to qualify.
Exactly. So it is interesting, but it's still costly. Healthcare is just outrageous.
Well, you can expect anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 a year for healthcare right now. But as we've seen, I mean, 20 years ago, it was $1,000. So what's it going to be in 20 years from now if it's gone up 20 times?
Yes. Well, I wish they would do something about, and by they, I mean everybody, the healthcare system, the insurance companies, and the government, those three entities, and I guess the drug companies, they need to get together and figure this thing out because it's outrageous. Like you said, it went up 20 times.
Yeah.
They're from 1,000 to 20,000.
They're not careful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're going to price themselves out of, and they're just like, I think the attitude is everybody needs healthcare. Let's make more money.
Oh yeah.
That's not good, but it is what it is. I mean, I don't know what can be done about it. I don't have those answers. If I did, maybe I wouldn't be here talking with you right now. I'd be,
That's right. You'd retired early.
So you need to maybe try this. And, you know, I think that I would enjoy retiring early, but yet I'm not going to. If this is my job, this is not work for me. But that's my perspective.
Right. It's a valid perspective because guess what? I'm talking about FIRE and how to do that, how to retire early. But I know that my partner, Tara Nolan, will probably not let me retire until she does. And that's going to be a while.
Oh, let me check. She actually told me, I've got it here.
Oh, really?
She actually mentioned in her, there's a book, she's going to retire. Let's see here. Oh, never. She's never going to stop. So you are
2050.
you are in deep trouble there, my friend.
Deep trouble.
If your wagon is hitched to Tara's career, You better hang on for the whole ride. The rest of your life will be one crazy ride because she's a goer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got big travel plans going outside the country this summer.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. Got to keep moving.
I don't think she is ever going to retire, though. That's the problem.
I think one of the big things that we hit on health a little bit, but what we haven't hit on is taking care of your personal health, the things you can do yourself. I think that's one of the biggest things. If you want to retire early, you have to take ownership of your own personal health, because you're not getting up and moving around at a job anymore. So you got to start taking care of your own body and making sure it's fit.
Healthy
eating habits, healthy drinking habits, healthy moving habits. If you stop moving, guess what? You stop moving.
Right.
And that's bad.
Yeah. You don't ever want to stop. You got to keep going. My grandfather, who almost made it to 102, he passed at 101. And 2 months before he passed, he was fine. He was out camping. At 101, he was camping. So people said, how do you do it at his 101st birthday party that we threw for him? And the media was there and everything. They're like, how do you do it? And he goes, you got to just keep going. Keep going. Well, hey, just keep going. So we're out of time. But Chris, before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
So they can get hold of us at 719-210-4242. Again, if you mention the radio show, we have complimentary consultations reserved for people that call off the show. That number is 719-210-4242. Go out to our website, NolanFinancialPartners.com. You can check us out there, learn more about us. You can also contact us through the website there.
All right. Sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
See you again next time for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com. Tara Nolan and Tara Nolan Advisory Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.